Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I bet he has some benign polyps that need to be removed.
No, wrong.
For skincare?
Polyps.
Polyps happen in your colon.
Yeah. They can happen anywhere. That's the thing about polyps. They're sneaky. Watch out for polyps.
Do you know how skin cancer works?
I don't.
These briefs also go by the name nude. It sounded
You're
going to
be a nude dude.
It sounded... The nude dude. Appearing in Times Square now. The nude dude.
Whatever you got going on.
Intense cream to burn
now,
like that.
There are people that have done this for 28 days.
The person that did it for 28 days, does he live on Elm Street?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. It's nasty.
You had a nasty weekend too, right?
It was not totally. It was just, it was passable.
I think
passable.
Carla said
Sunday
it was
sucked.
Rainy on Sunday, yeah.
Sunday sucked, yeah. But it's just unusual for down here. It's been a weird weather year around everywhere.
Biden, man.
I want to open today's show by first saying to everybody listening, and people that are in the know will not be weirded out by this, but it's been something that's new to me, and I was aware of it. But, you know, I mentioned probably in passing that I've rolled into my dermatologist. And so this is going to have some scary words in it, but I don't want anybody to freak out. Because I'm getting treatment, and it's normal for someone my age. So
I've got you under my skin for the dermatologist. No?
So, you know, Oscar, who'd really care if I really had a problem?
I would.
No one. You would. Yes, you
yes,
would.
But, yes.
But anyhow, and the thing about this is...
What do you think he's talking about, Rob?
I bet he has some benign polyps that need to be removed.
No, wrong.
For skincare?
No.
Yeah,
it's not polyps.
Polyps happen in your colon.
Yeah.
They can happen anywhere. That's the thing about polyps. They're sneaky. Watch out for polyps.
Do you know how skin cancer works?
I don't.
Okay.
Don't have to. Don't go out in the sun.
No, it doesn't matter to him unless it's somebody he's related to.
Well, he gets sunburned all the time. He should care about this.
You're right.
I don't have skin cancer.
Okay, yeah, well,
that's
good.
First thing I want
to
say.
Yeah,
to clarify. I have precancerous stuff on my face. So I roll into the dermatologist. Mm-hmm. This happened months and months ago. The young Doogie Howser dermatologist that I rolled into said... We can freeze areas on your face, mm-hmm. or you can get what's called a blue light treatment. And then I didn't schedule it. And then I went back last week, and it was another guy. And the other guy says to me, well, as opposed to doing, you don't have anything that is, I forgot how he put it, but it wasn't severe. So he says to me, and I'm not, all right, I have to be honest. I'm not really paying close attention.
May I ask Doogie Howser guy? I have a question because I had a doctor that I loved and then it got impossible to see him. And then he brought in a young Doogie Howser type to like sort of funnel off. Is that the situation where it was a more established practice and they brought in a younger guy? Okay. All right.
Thank you for the question. So moving right along, I saw another guy. That guy says to me, and I said, well, you were scheduled for blue light therapy. I said, yeah, but then I changed that because a friend of mine told me. Everybody down here in the land of death has all their opinions and, oh, don't do that or don't do that. And the
That's
problem
you get a
is
second opinion.
I listen. So this guy says, well, I've got a cream as opposed to doing it because of your situation, I've got a cream. And that's what he makes it sound like, that I'll put a cream on and it'll be like getting a sunburn. So he says it's like getting a sunburn, and you use it for 5 days. And then after that, you'll be back to normal, I think, in another 5 days, something like that. So I'm like, okay. I really wasn't listening. I wasn't paying attention. And so once I get the prescription that comes from, like, so many prescriptions now, comes from a compounding place. You know, it's a very reasonably priced item, and it arrives, and you do it online and all that. But this is through my doctor, so I'm cool with that. Anytime you go through a medical professional, much like Carla does with her business, it's fine, and you talk to a doctor or you communicate with a doctor. I'm good with that. So this stuff comes, and then I start that's the first time I start reading about it. And what I don't realize is that there are people that have had this stuff put on their face. I'm on day two right now of putting cream here and here.
Down in your troubled spots.
And yeah, none on the nose. And
is it spot specific or do you
do
like a
region? No, it's kind of a general area. If I showed you
like a mass,
the scientific diagram of how I maybe I'll bring it in tomorrow, but it's in my bathroom right now. And it's got water on the bottom of it because water got on the sink.
What's it supposed to do?
It is supposed to target the precancerous areas and burn them off your face. Matt, can we show the picture of – hold on, before you bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm going to look like this, but I wanted to get out ahead of this and let people know that if I look funny in a few days, that's – you know, I don't have some horrible Donald Trump syphilis disease. Mm-hmm. I've got – like, remember when he had that thing on his hands and everybody was saying it's like a venereal disease? Because that's what people do. I don't think it's going to be like that. God, I hope it's not going to be like that. But this is somebody who's been taking it for a while, and I sent Mac a picture of it, of what you look like after you get this treatment.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. That's so that's the cream, and then it targets the areas that are problematic. And
you know what? It does resemble an extreme sunburn that might result in blistering.
Suspicious explanation for something that doesn't need to be explained.
What?
Like, what's really going on? Because that looks like, what's that commercial? There's a bunch of commercials during the Pro Bowl yesterday.
Suspicious. But it's, you're funny.
But it's when it says, this is lurking right beneath your, if you had chicken pox, then you can have this.
No, this is not shingles. No.
Shingles. Shingles.
Totally different.
Hey, man. You're building a house on your forehead. Just tell us. We'll still support you. We're good.
This is precancerous lesions.
That looks like a shingles ad, though, right?
It does.
Well, no, what it looks like to me is a worst case scenario. That if you don't look like this guy that survived a fire.
By the way, hold on. Before you go on with that, I got to tell you. This is after he didn't look like that.
I know. Until you put the cream on,
right? Until he put the cream, and it starts getting
at the the goo.
That's that to kill
burns it.
It's a fungi or whatever you got going on.
Got to be a very like intense cream to burn like that.
There are people that have done this for 28 days. The thing that makes me confident, I'm doing it for 5 days. Because he said, that's all I need to do.
The person that did it for 28 days, does he live on Elm Street?
That's the first funny thing you've said during this discussion.
Do you regret the cream? Because I've seen this happen before.
This is a question we ask often, Mike. Do you regret the cream?
Because my father had precancerous cells.
They used to,
Them off.
And they burn them off.
And he came over, he looked like, I was like, whoa. I know.
It's technically freezing them off, isn't it?
Yes.
They got the freezing thing.
Yeah.
And I guess this is a different
type of therapy
that
you
want to
go shock and awe. I think this seems like
like a general area.
Yeah, I hope you don't have any dinners planned.
Yeah,
that'd be embarrassing.
I think so far, I got the auction out of my way Saturday night. Had overwhelming success. I'm really
glad
really
you don't
happy
have any spots lower on the body.
Now, also, I can put sunscreen on top of it, and I can wear a wide brim hat, and I can go outside.
Hello. So that, You look like Nathan Lane in The Birdcage.
Mike, I don't think you're supposed to go out with these creams into the sun.
I mean, I think that it's you are more sensitive to the sun with this stuff, but you are able to wear sunscreen with it. And I am not. Listen, you are not my doctor. I've spoken to my doctor about this.
I'm not. Yes,
but I have to second Oscar's notion here.
Yeah, I'm glad you do. I'm glad you second his notion, but that's not. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. All right.
All right.
The fact is, I just wanted people to know there is a slight chance, or better, maybe better than slight, that I might have areas that might look at. But that's severe, and I'm not severe. And they, and of course, by going online,
good idea,
and looking that up,
yuck.
There were pictures of people. You talk about Nightmare on Elm Street. There were people. It was, you know, 28 days. I'm not sure, you know.
My father, who spent the better part of 50 years not wearing sunscreen, that's just a guess. When he came back from the dermatologist, he looked like somebody just shot him with a BB gun.
Because they froze everything off.
Yeah. And I was like, whoa. He's like, I know. I was like, well, let's not go out for a while. Let's get a little intimidating.
This is a home remedy. You know, basic, yes, is it a therapy? I hate the word. I don't like to use the word chemo, but it's a chemical compound that is put on your skin to target the precancerous.
You'll be fine. It'll go away in just a little while. Yes.
It'll go away. It's,
and you're blessed that it's,
but
it's,
if I got red marks on my face and I came here and I wanted to let people know, you know, I'm working and it's not.
We don't see anything on our end.
No.
You don't see anything. I don't either. And 5 days is when, maybe like right after 5 days, that's when it might get a little red and irritated. Yeah. But then 5 days later, it starts to recede. And then I got to put
another. Do you feel the burn or is it something like
that? Okay. I might feel a little itchy in certain areas, but no. And you put a dime-sized portion on your gloved hand, use a little surgical glove, and then rub it in and then take the glove off and thoroughly wash your hands.
Yeah.
That's what I do. And
so
now
I'm
going to make a request. The people in our audience that are experts on everything and want to comment on it, please. If it's something that's going to freak my ass out, please do not.
Do we have that clip? It burns. It burns.
Oh, from The Exorcist.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. I should know where that's from. Do you feel, Mike, that... Like, did you notice these spots? Or was this like
beware. I noticed like what you get when your skin gets older. You know, that's it. But nothing. Agree. And you go look. Everybody should go and get checked. Everybody, especially if you're somebody who has been out in the sun a good portion of your life, and especially if you've not worn sunscreen. So people that work outside for a living, people that are out in the sun for whatever reason all the time, as I am down here, be aware of that. Get checked. It's super easy. They're good at it.
Yep.
You know, I have three options on how to deal with this, and that's it. And I
so three people in my family have had cancerous, not precancerous, like cancer, skin cancer.
Melanoma.
Yeah, and then they got that. They had to address it. So I'm maybe that's why I'm so hyper.
It's preventative.
Vigilant about this?
Is what
it
is. It's preventative.
Yeah, you gotta fight.
And that's
it.
What you want. You want preventative to do that. And I was looking at somebody online that said this. Sometimes in life, you have to go through things and not around them. And that's absolutely true. Yep. You have to go through this.
Like the drive-thru.
You have to.
A bank teller drive
for a double Big Mac.
Oh, double Big Mac.
For all of you naysayers out there, okay, yes, I know there are other burgers. God, I know. I understand that. We happen to enjoy it. You know, one of the other reasons we enjoyed it, we were taping early in the morning, and rarely do you have the treat of having a burger first thing in the morning.
I've had one since, and I liked it just as much.
Is it better when it's fresh? How much better is it?
I'm sure it's better when it's fresh, right,
Rob? 10%, 20%, nothing crazy.
Wow.
I walked out Saturday, walked it up by myself. I was like, let's do this.
Did you go to our ambivalent McDonald's downstairs?
They're not ambivalent.
They're pretty ambivalent.
How many times did you go?
I go on a regular basis.
That we used to go to.
Oh, they're much better than that. But then again, you know, a closed McDonald's is better than that. That was a horrible McDonald's.
Explain ambivalent. What puts you off about them?
Well, it's a modern McDonald's where you can order on a kiosk, and then you sit down with a number. And
I love the kiosk. They bring it to,
I don't like the kiosk. I like the old days where you dealt with a person. Don't you like to deal with people?
I do, but when they don't give you that option, Rob, you just deal with technology.
Don't like it. Don't like the change. On. You know what? How about the customer? How about the customer being right?
Somebody said that, this is great. I actually wanted to take this. Somebody on our fan club page wrote this. They said, if everything costs more money, there's like inflation, and now there's now, you know, you have a little bit of kind of prices calibrating. We've probably seen this, which is good. If it costs less to operate the store because you've got these machines that are checking you out, shouldn't we pay less?
Of course.
Right? Yeah. But if you have more machines,
if you're automating,
shouldn't we pay a little human less? Conditions?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and we're paying point of a lot more. Never happened with cars. Won't happen with grocery stores. No. It won't happen with
stores. Yeah, if you buy it online, you're paying the same price.
When we agreed to pull forward and wait at the drive-through, that's when it began to happen. Because they said, hey, you know what? They want our product so bad, we can treat them like garbage, and they'll do it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny when you talk about that particular deal with fast food. When you go in, and by the way, it's still called fast food. The idea of the drive-thru was order at the speaker, pick your food up at the window.
Yeah.
And the culprit of culprits down here, and I mean, they're a fine operation, great outfit.
Thank you.
Thank you, 80-year-old man.
It's a good outfit.
Is Culver's. A Midwestern chain that is very popular down here in Southwest Florida as well, where that is their, if you order a large food order, that is their MO. They have spaces that are marked off. Please pull up into the front, and then they come out. And I've never gotten it. I understand they're making your food fresh, but you can still make it fresh and I would think efficiently manage it. Then the next one would be Chick-fil-A, where they've got a drive-through setup that they don't use at all.
Yeah.
They don't use the speaker anymore. It doesn't happen. They can't. The drive-through does not allow them to accommodate as many customers as having three, four, five employees.
And less error when you have people actually taking it and there's no miscommunication.
Yeah, but if it's a 12-year-old that's shivering in the cold, you feel sad for them when they're out there.
I agree.
They get paid very well. Chick-fil-A pays the greatest wages in fast food.
Do they really?
They do.
And Mike, not only that, they pay the greatest benefit of all. You go to heaven.
That's right. Jesus.
In-N-Out Burger and Chick-fil-A have the highest wages in fast food and the most thorough screening process.
Where now you know this, and you used to have a big part of your show dedicated to fast food.
Yes.
And my question would be In-N-Out Burger, the famous In-N-Out Burger based in L.A., where have they expanded? Because I've heard wonderful things.
They're moving. They have plans to move to move out east. They refused
a few down here. There are a lot.
Yeah, they didn't have to for a long time, and it was a lot to do with infrastructure. They wanted to make sure that they kept the freshness of the patties and their.
Is it going
to
be a connective rollout where they go to like Nevada and then like
that's
or are they going to like stop one and drop
my understanding is the plan. Roll out with the markets they deem most viable.
Okay.
So that's not, I don't know enough about that. I haven't looked into it. I do want to highlight that both Chick-fil-A and McDonald's, not that we care, but we do, save time, order through the app, and just walk in and walk out.
You know, they ask you that for a long time, they finally stopped that automated, would you like to try our new app? Are you using will you be using our new app today? Which they put on the front, and I just chose not to do it.
Mac.
Did it at Starbucks, like right out of the gate, and loved the damn thing.
You know what they should do at McDonald's? They should call it an Appy Meal. And all the stuff you order, because people know the phrase Happy Meal. Now, you need to market it that way.
No. The mark of a moron is that. Everybody knows what an app is.
Know your audience.
Yeah. Mac.
Yes.
When you order McDonald's, and you use the app. You just walk in, you look for your bag, and walk out.
Yep.
That's it.
Don't need to use a kiosk. It's all on my phone. I do it before.
Where's the bag that you have to look for? Do they hide it?
No. It's a number. An app gives me a number. Mm-hmm. And if it's a drive-thru, I actually read them the number. Like, what's your code? Give them the code. Cool. Yeah. Drive right through. Takes no time.
Yeah.
If it's in store, Just wait for the number to be called out, you know, pick it up, and leave.
If it's really in store, Mike.
If I ask you if you've got something for the show, your tone, and this is very subtle, but you know, it's what I do. I'm a vocal impressionist. That's how I started my radio career. I listen for nuances in tone, dialect, in a variety of ways, and I'm very good at it. I can detect slight changes. When we ask you like something show related, like, do you have that? Did you get the pictures? Your response will be, yeah.
This is Mac.
Mike McIntosh. When we ask you about McDonald's, that energy surges through your body. This is what you are passionate about. Did you see any good movies this weekend, Mac?
No movies. I didn't see anything this weekend.
It starts to decline a little bit. Now I'm asking him a show related.
Was your movie buddy like tasting wedding cakes or what was going on?
What do you mean?
Now he's getting married.
Yeah, he's getting married.
He did get engaged last weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's gonna put like a really big.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know the fiance?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you get along with her?
Does she like?
Yeah,
you?
She comes to the movie sometimes. Everything's good.
She's been forced.
Yeah. Do you all sit together or do you spread out?
Cancel your movie pass.
I think it'll be good. I mean,
do you guys take turns looking at what popcorn is available at the bottom of the bucket?
I don't get concessions at movie theaters. Oh,
that's
anymore.
Right. That's right.
By the way,
Red Lobster.
If you haven't seen Saturday Night Live, did a great bounce back this weekend. It was a good episode, and they did a film about making love to the Dune popcorn bucket.
That's funny because that was a funny item anyway.
Yeah,
where they were getting confused with the Dune popcorn worm. Oh God, that's great! All right, that's worth tuning in for.
You got to find that. That's really worthwhile. Yeah.
Use the apps. Can I give you another hack?
Yes.
Oh,
is this a fast food hack?
This is just an app hack.
Okay. All right.
People still don't realize that Whole Foods is owned by Amazon. Mm-hmm. And they've got Amazon Fresh, which also has little brick and mortar stores around the country, mostly on the West and East Coast.
I didn't know. I'm sure you've mentioned it before, but I didn't. Yes. I didn't remember that.
So when we were in Los Angeles, I went to the grocery store, and one of these little protein shakes that from Chobani or whatever cost like $4.50 in the grocery store, and I went and I said, "This is crazy." So I went and ordered them from Amazon Fresh, and it was. $189 a little deal, almost $2.50 off.
That's
each
incredible.
Little gotcha,
that's
right?
A great,
huge.
Great price.
Yeah.
Yes. And so I had it delivered to my sister's house. She goes, "Are you having groceries delivered to my house?" I said, "It's so much cheaper than the grocery store."
There you go.
And then she looked at her husband and said, "No, it's not." And then he went into the app. I said, "I just ordered on Amazon." And he goes, "So inside the Amazon app, there's either a Whole Foods tab or delivered by Amazon Fresh. Amazon Fresh is going to be cheaper. So you can click the Amazon Fresh, and then you'll get the better price."
Somebody call Amazon, and I would like to get $25 for that last mention.
I'm saving America. Like that is.
I just, you know, the fond memories of how integral Amazon
gotta let
was
it go.
To our
next
show.
Play. We got to let it go. Next play.
No, I don't do that.
No.
I'm Irish. I don't let anything go. That's not
Oscar,
the way
to
I
be
work.
Honest, it is sad. It is very sad.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want to save money and have things delivered to your house?
Yes, but I was also on Amazon Warehouse this weekend, which has even cheaper stuff that they have in a separate part of the Amazon empire.
Even better.
Even
what do they have at the warehouse? I've not heard of this.
Is this like a Costco?
They've got
open
box items. They have discounted items.
I didn't know about Amazon.
Variety of electronics, monitors, laptops.
Mm-hmm.
Like a scratch and dent bin at Best Buy?
It's probably similar to that. And I'm getting so frustrated with this, with its choppy video. That I, and I know you gave me a solution for that, to take that to the Genius Bar. And so that's probably the next step. And then after that, I'm going to have to. I've asked Oscar this throughout our relationship.
Yes.
20 times I've asked him. What is the appropriate shelf life for a modern computer?
5 years.
That's all.
5 years.
Wow. Okay.
If you use it for what we use it for, it's an average of 5 years.
Wow. That's amazing. Okay. Speaking of Amazon, speaking of shopping online, I would like to send out a shout out to Jolene. Jolene out in the Nevada, great state of Nevada, who we had a discussion about white pants, and that when I put my boxer, my boxers on, Carla
said, white linen shorts
with white synthetic material, golf pants or golf shorts. When I put them on, Carla said it's not a good look. You can see it just a
well. Mike, you've always been known for your flamboyant underwear.
That's not your calling card. That is not true.
There was florals, checks, beautiful patterns.
A little clown nose is poking through the white pants.
That's not a clown nose.
I have my checkered underwear on today.
Okay.
I've been a boxer guy for a long time.
Yes.
For a very long time, I was an elitist when it came to underwear, and I got my boxer shorts at Nordstrom. And now I remember that.
You were very particular about it.
I roll over to the Mart, buy Hanes, Fruit of the Loom, whatever they got. That's what I get. Now, Oscar says to me, I said, I can't find, when I go to the Mart of Wall, I cannot find, in bulk, white boxer briefs. And Oscar says, I have them. I buy them on Amazon. So I go to Amazon. But before I get a chance to do that, I receive, and I don't know how she knows this, I receive a message from Jolene White in Lost Wages, Nevada, who says to me, the appropriate underwear color for under white pants or shorts is light beige. And I'm here to tell Jolene that now that's what she said. And so I go online at the Zahn of Amma, and Zahn Amma shows me a package with, I think, olive green, maroon, and then there they are, light beige boxer briefs, which I acquire. I believe they will be delivered today, and I will test drive it on my wife tonight, and then I will bring them in tomorrow. And even though it's going to be cold, I won't be wearing them outdoors.
Go ahead, Oscar. I'm sorry, but I do have a
question. Is it because you're a white man?
I don't know what it is. It's apparently they wear that is better. That is
like
a better.
When a woman wears underwear and they don't want you to see their underwear.
I don't know, but maybe
Jolene knows because she's a woman.
Well, light beige, and to the best of my knowledge,
a lot.
These briefs also go by the name nude.
Now, Mike, this may or may not be related, but when you would see pictures of Elvis Presley on stage and he was in those glimmering white, gorgeous jumpsuits, you know what I mean? They look as pure as snow.
Yeah.
They're actually beige or cream colored. And because of normal lighting and stage lighting, they appear white.
White.
So maybe in real life, and also, for example, a dark blue tuxedo in evening lighting looks blacker than black.
Okay.
So maybe it has to do with the way it's perceived as opposed to what it actually is.
Well, I it sounded
you're
going to
be a nude dude.
It sounded the nude dude appearing in Times Square now. The nude dude right next to it.
You
compete
got rid
with
of the
nude
naked
cowboy.
Yes.
The naked cowboy. So thank you for that, Jolene. And I took your advice. I have wanted to experiment with the new underwear for quite some time since I lost the weight and the big boxy boxers. I had a lot of underwear that I had to let go of. A lot. I wore boxers that looked like Bob Hope in one of his specials with the giant boxing glove.
Yeah, yeah.
They were massive. It's a miles and miles of fabric. That's what it was for that. So that's it. I'm all about online. And
could
I'm
we
very
see
excited.
One of these bigger pairs one day? Just I want like you know
they might
I want,
the
I want
bigger
a visual.
Pairs, the bigger
reference.
Pairs are gone.
Oh, damn it.
Now, I have leftover stuff.
We could have given that away.
To a sailboat company.
We gave them to Goodwill.
Oh, no. Like a list. The low listeners.
My underwear?
Yeah, like a prize pack.
You'd want to launder them first. Otherwise,
Mike's not a dirty dude.
I know, but you see, there is that segment of the population that, you know, like
you would go through, Mr. Man. You would go through my, and by the way, you are winning friends and influencing people in this opening segment today. Yeah, I start the skin cancer chat and you go Shecky, full Shecky on me within 8 seconds, because that's what you do. But I will tell you this, that yes, you could go through my double XL boxers from the Hanes Corporation that I wore for years and years and years. And I'm not exaggerating here. Nary a mark on them.
Yeah.
Because I don't, you know what? Now, if
With the clear rear, I mean, obviously you've taken it to the next level.
That's why this would have been a great giveaway. Next time, let's think ahead.
Well, like I'm meticulous three, we could do like a top with or five without the clear rear, though.
Three boxer pack.
You make it sound like I have to get an enema to wear my underwear,
Mike,
and that's
you know
not
that
true.
Was not my implication.
Yes, but that your little overactive brain went there, and it somehow
what I'm
it taints
saying,
it. It
no.
taints it.
That's a good word to use, though.
Were you saying we needed skids for bids?
Skids for bids.
I was not saying that.
Don't you believe that? Well, I don't know much about markage, but I know when I was a young lad,
yeah,
and I wore regular briefs, tidy whities as they were called,
fruit of
BBDs,
the loom. Yeah,
that was much more problematic than boxer shorts, in my humble opinion.
Mm-hmm.
No,
do you believe that?
I'm terrified. I
agree with Mike. Why do you think
like the underwear you see at Walmart is all like dark maroon, red, and navy blue, and black?
Know your audience.
Depends on what you want to buy. Yeah,
I think that's the reason. Yeah. Probably out working in the hot sun. All day long.
Yeah. And sometimes, Mike, sometimes the garment takes a ride.
Right up north. And we're not talking about to the North Pole.
No, it's headed due north.
There. Way up to Dookie Town.
Have you ever been to Alexandria, Mike? You can spend some time on Duke Street.
Duke Street. Named after the ass.
Do you ever, when you're selecting your, I guess, giveaways to charity.
Donations.
Do you ever look at a pair and you're like, man, I had some good times
now
in that
pair. Oscar creates the image that there's like a bachelor with a butler next to him. You know, select your giveaways, Master Michael. We have to select your giveaways today. What was your question?
You had a ton of them.
Because for a while I went out and I bought a smaller size. And then Carla, who loves doing laundry, of all the domestics, she doesn't like dishes. She doesn't like anything.
Really?
She's a laundry maniac.
Even the drying and
works.
The folding?
Yeah.
Wow. Can I borrow her?
She's great at it. And then, but I would have a big stack, and I'm like, double. Then I start throwing them by the window to go in the plastic bag that'll go to Goodwill.
You know, I saved, so they're gone for years, I saved the boxers I wore for my wedding day. They were a red tartan. I mean, they're laundered and kept them, but
that's normal.
Eventually,
that's
the
really
elastic,
normal.
The elastic wore out, and I had to get rid of them because there's nothing worse than when they're too big and they're.
Why did you save them?
I don't know. Lucky underwear, I guess. I don't know. I've heard the phrase before. And,
lucky underwear. Baseball players do it.
Yeah. And
to a fault, like nastiness.
But
like,
Mike, as you know,
and stuff
if
like
you
that,
had a marriage that turned out like mine, you'd want to repeat that luck.
Right. Absolutely.
But yeah, eventually
the
elastic totally wore out, so I had to get rid of them.
Do you can you tell us how many years you kept it?
I'd say probably
estimate.
See, I hadn't moved out here yet. So probably I would say 10 years.
That's I don't know if that's normal.
Well, I mean 10 years is a pretty good ride for a
pair of underwear?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't wear them all the time because they were lucky. You didn't want the luck to run out.
Did you launder them regularly?
Yes, Mike, in a washing machine, hot water with soap. Sweet Sebastian.
You know, when Rob sends me something I really like, I just think for no particular reason.
Yeah.
I get it.
He's a good boy.
Mac.
Do you have lucky underwear, Mac? And is it orange?
I have some orange underwear, yeah.
Okay. Did it start
out
orange?
Most of it is not.
Okay.
No. Oh, and yes, it did.
Briefs or boxers,
I'm confused.
What's just because we're starting to ramble.
Boxers.
Here. Boxers. Attaboy. Yeah. Good for
solid,
you.
Solid. Solid or netting?
I netting. Don't know.
What do you mean? Like fish net?
I don't know what that
balls is. Hanging out. What are you talking about?
I'm just trying to paint a picture.
Good Lord! All right, that's that picture is gonna like make
that's
me
a good
ill.
Picture.
We have to take a break, and then we have to come back with the round table, including. Hey, everybody. Grammy news.
Oh, boy.
I love my... You know, there's a reason those guys used to smoke out in L.A., because when I got a little head cold, I loved the way the voice sounds.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. In a world where you have skid marks on your underwear. We'll be right back, everybody. This podcast is sponsored by Groove Life. The Groove Wallet, a sleek, aluminum, low-profile wallet engineered for everyday use. One simple thumb motion... perfectly fans out up to 6 cards.
Got it in my back pocket right here.
Well, there's nothing better than the Groove Life wallet.
If you're a good broadcaster.
Now, here's what I got. I got my wallet on this side, driver's license on this side. Keep my cash with a money clip on the outside. I designed this myself. I reconstructed it, because you can do that with the Groove wallet. Then, when I want to fan out my cards, fold the money back, and boom, there they are. There they are, ladies and gentlemen. I love the Groove Wallet. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. I can't tell you how much I love it. It's the best. Changed my wallet game completely.
One of the
I didn't
only
how
things
much I hated my old wallets. What?
One of the only things in my life that when I use it, my son says, "Dad, that is so cool." And the quote was, "Your wallet is fire." He loves it. I mean, they're so cool. And
I know you
efficient.
Like the slang. And you like to say fire when you fan out those 6 cards for easy access to find everything you need. Plus, Groove Life just launched their new carbon fiber wallet. I have it right here. This is it. See, I can't zoom in on it right now, but it's carbon fiber. It has everything you love about the original Groove Wallet with added carbon fiber included. And whatever happens to your Groove Life gear, they're here to help with Groove Life's 94-year no BS warranty. The Groove Wallet is the last wallet you'll ever need, and Groove Life makes a ton more than just wallets. Belts, rings, watch bands, AirPod cases, and much more. Listen, pal, it's 2024. Are you still using the same wallet from 2004? Now is the time to update your wallet game with Groove Life. Head to groovelife.com/TMOS for 20% off all Groove Life products. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use my link, groovelife.com/TMOS. That will get you 20% off your order. One last time, that's groovelife.com/TMOS for 20% off your order.
Hey, look. The Kraken is wearing fishnets.
That's exciting. Netting.
Netting.
Is that netting underwear that we have here? Let's start today, of course, with netting underwear. That's so nasty. For some reason, I just went back to the 70s for a little bit.
I understand.
Very strange. We're going to start today with the Grammys. Like everything else these days, they were all kind of about Taylor Swift. That's the way. Taylor and Miley, the mega star. I've gone through the award season with unburdening myself with the desire to watch award shows. But
I'm with you, Mike. You know, I didn't watch either.
When I got the recap, I will tell you that I kind of regret I didn't, because there was some nice stuff going on.
I'd love to give you my take, because I watched it in its entirety.
Let me go through the deets, and then we'll get to your impression of it, because I want to see what your impression was of my... I think she's the absolute most sizzling performer on in music now. Dua Lipa, who's been around for a while, but she's really come into her own as a pop star. Early in the night, Taylor won her 13th Grammy for Best Pop Vocal. Taylor also became the first person to win Album of the Year four times when she won for Midnights. Celine Dion presented that award, and she looked and sounded great. I'll get Oscar's take on that in a second here. Miley Cyrus won Oscar's Best Pop Solo Performance for Flowers, which also won Record of the Year. So now she has 2 Grammys, and during her second acceptance speech, she may have snubbed her dad. She did thank her mom, though, and revealed that she was Commando. Miley, naughty little
she
Miley.
She looked beautiful. You know, at first glance, I thought it was Jane Fonda. She looked like a 1970s Jane Fonda.
Yeah, with the outfit she had on, I saw
she
a clip
was
of
beautiful.
That.
Hair, she looked really great.
Billie Eilish won Song of the Year for What I Was Made For, which she also performed. And Joni Mitchell won for Best Folk Album and performed on the Grammy stage for the first time ever, which surprises me, at the age of 80. She did Both Sides Now with Brandi Carlile, which I thought was cool. You watched it. What do you think? Did you enjoy the performances?
I'm shocked that they didn't mention Tracy Chapman.
That was a very popular. I edited that out.
Yes. That she did Fast Cars with, who was the other artist that she did it with?
Jason something.
Aldean? Yeah, that's fine, isn't it? Was it Jason Aldean?
No. It's something Hicks, I think.
Okay. So you thought it was. I'm curious.
The Tracy Chapman moment was the first moment of the night where I was like, whoa.
Luke Combs. She sang
Thank
with
you.
Luke Combs.
Thank you.
Okay.
Had it all wrong. Because when if you're sub, let's say, 30, you probably don't know that Tracy Chapman, that song.
Yeah.
And right. if you're true. Older, you're like, oh my God, that song was, that was my sister's age. So if you're 50 plus, Smash. That was like when you were in high school.
Yeah,
right?
I remember 30 years ago, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, my sister listening to it. Yep. And I was like, what? And I love, so that you saw this incredible audience singing along to this song with the two artists, one that's resurrected the song, but also the original artist. That was a really special moment.
I'm going to look that up after the show because
worth a watch. Miley performance, she looked beautiful, but it was strange because you have an audience that is not engaged. And she said, I think she expected a lot more when she came out of energy from the audience. And she referenced that at the beginning of the song. She's like, come on, don't pretend like you don't know Don't pretend like you don't know the lyrics. Like sing along, get into it.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And that was awkward
because it's kind of a too cool for school audience, right?
It's like the Emmy audience.
That's their little two-seat table. Mike, can you believe Fast Car is an 1988 song?
Yeah, I can. I remember what a smash it was, and I remember never getting, they're not many when you work in the music business. They're not many that you don't tire of. That's in that category. Yeah. I hear that. And that's a combination of lyric, music, melody, and artist that just... There was
it didn't sound like anything else at that time either.
Spectacular.
The Miley's acceptance speech for her second Grammy Record of the Year. She did reference that she was not wearing underwear in a funny way.
I saw that.
And then on the other side, as far as performances go, the Billie Eilish performance was fantastic. The set, it's...
Did Jay-Z get up and bitch about the fact that...
That Beyonce hasn't won Album of the Year. Yeah.
And he lost the audience on it. Yeah.
The tone deafness of that. I mean, is there any performer who has been lauded more than Beyonce? I mean, Beyonce has been... I don't get
but
it.
But Album
sometimes.
Of the Year is the premier.
But still.
That's the MVP, right?
I totally get it, but come on, please.
And well, I mean, his argument was that if you've got, you've won more Grammys than anyone else and you've never won Album of the Year, isn't that interesting? Now, if you would say to me, hey, is it the wrong venue to do that?
Yeah.
Is it the wrong time?
Of course.
Yes, in my eyes, it's the wrong time, wrong venue. Though, I wasn't surprised at all that Jay-Z went up and that's how would have got him where he is today.
Yeah.
It just tells you how it is.
Yeah.
He said, I'm sorry, but being nervous makes me tell the truth.
You could tell that his daughter was not, she was like, oh, pop.
But
oh,
also,
pop.
I think
oh,
that
pop.
You need to look a little
he was
deeper.
Was on stage with him.
That's probably a result of the nervousness to a certain extent.
Could be.
You come up with attitude to cover up your insecurity. Jay-Z's always been insecure.
The facts are the facts.
Award shows.
But album is truly a different award than single or record song or record.
Song of the Year. Right.
Because they stand, those are things that stand on their own, and there's always been artists that are single artists. They release a song that's dynamite.
And she's a
single
artist.
Sensational. And she is a single artist.
I totally agree.
Sometimes an album doesn't come together just so.
Yep.
You know, you can look back through any era of music.
Isn't Taylor Swift a single artist?
She
won Album of the Year four times.
No, but I think she is an album artist who benefits from good singles.
Well, what she is, there's a difference between a singles artist and a hit machine. Taylor Swift is a hit machine. That's why she gets the Album of the Year, because it's the multiple big hits that she has on each album.
I loved and also was also skeptical about Billy Joel's new single, which he performed.
Oh, how was it?
It's vintage Billy Joel.
It sounds like Billy Joel in like 1982. If you could say, this is off of 52nd Street, and you'd say, oh, yeah, I guess
that
so.
That good.
Yeah, and it's really good.
I don't know if I go that far, but you'd be a better benchmark than I just, for me, I didn't know, because I actually laid out the fact that Billy Joel didn't want to ever write another song because mm-hmm. it was torture for him. Mm-hmm. And they laid out the trajectory. This is why I think you guys would actually like these portions of the program. How a young producer asked to be introduced to Billy Joel. Billy Joel goes and says, okay, fine. And basically doesn't want to have lunch with the guy because the way he ordered was a to-go sandwich, to-go BLT. And he's like, oh, he didn't want to talk to me. This young producer spent 2 years basically crafting a friendship, and then finally said, do you want to record something? Award-winning, and I'm sorry, I don't have his name. And he had unlocked this, and this is Billy Joel telling the story with the young producer saying, I found the joy in writing again. And this is why he hasn't written a song in 30 years. And I didn't know that. I thought something had happened.
Billy Joel always been a great storyteller. There's a deluxe edition of his greatest hits that has a third disc where he tells stories. That's fantastic. I'm sure it's on YouTube if you want to listen
to
it.
You do start to think, and I can relate to this on a clown level, but you start to, you get to a certain age, you start to think about legacy a little bit. And you're like, I wouldn't mind one more bite of the apple just to see, what happens. Because the joy of doing it, the joy of creating.
If you listen, Mike, to the intro of the song, it has one chord shift about 12 seconds in. That you say, oh my God, it's Billy Joel.
That's just cool.
So good.
Good. So the Grammys, thumbs up, right?
It's a little too long as usual. Yeah. Thumbs up. Shannon didn't like it as much, but also I can also read between the lines where I think she's over Taylor Swift.
Okay.
She don't think she's ever
what
been
about
a
Dua Lipa?
Real big
Shannon
fan.
Like Dua Lipa?
She loved her, but I said, do you not like Taylor Swift? She goes, no, I never said that. I'm like, it's fine if you don't. You don't have to because America loves her.
Shannon sings too, and she's jealous.
Shannon's got a good voice.
Now, what was your take, Oscar, on Trevor Noah?
I thought he did a great job.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and there isn't, this is what's fascinating to me. It's always been a thankless job to be the host of any show.
100%.
And I watched the one night in Hollywood or whatever it's called for We Are the World.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. And I never knew that Lionel Richie hosted the American Music Awards and performed on it and also
oversaw that whole recording session.
So yeah, afterwards.
Ask you this question about Trevor Noah. Was Trevor Noah funny? Was he capable of being funny?
I wasn't looking for the funny. It was like dad jokes.
You got the right guy for that.
Yes.
Trevor Noah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but are the Grammys ever relevant? Like
they don't do the same shtick as the Golden Globes.
Yeah, they don't do
Globes.
The same. It's the performances.
No. I just want a mean, horrible, nasty comic to host every award show forever. That's what
And
I
now
want.
Your host, Bill Burr.
There you go. Oh, I'm watching. I'm in front of the TV 5 inches away.
So, look, the allegations that my wife doesn't like Taylor Swift are just my viewpoint. But also, I'm also talking about a lot of Taylor Swift, so I'm sure she's like, enough of Taylor Swift. Enough.
A little overexposure, but you know.
Well, I'm talking about her.
Right.
Like, I'm like, hey, did you know this? Hey, did you know this? Hey, did you know this?
Well, I understand that Taylor Swift is quite popular.
Okay. As you probably heard by now, Carl Weathers died Thursday night in his sleep, 76 years old. Carl was best known for playing Apollo Creed in the first four Rocky movies. His other credits included Predator, Happy Gilmore, Force 10 from Navarone, and Close Encounters of the Third Kind. More recently, he played a bounty hunter on the Star Wars series The Mandalorian and appeared on shows like Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, and Chicago Justice. He also played a hilarious version of himself in Arrested Development.
So great on Arrested Development. He played himself as an acting teacher and had no problem making absolute fun of himself. I think it's a season 2 plot line and it is so genuinely funny.
I was very bummed when I saw that.
He touched a lot of movies. Part of culture. A lot of great movies, yeah.
Before becoming an actor in the 70s, Carl played in the NFL and the Canadian Football League, which I did not know.
I did not know that, ladies.
Did you just a quick Super Bowl or big game? I don't even know what the rules are.
You're allowed to if you're not promoting a product.
Thank you. There is a Kick of Destiny promotion going on. I think it's being put on by one of the betting sites.
And oh, with Gronk, yeah.
Yes, but there used to be like a part of that commercial with Carl Weathers as his trainer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right, and they have to re-edit that.
Oh, that's been edited.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, for that.
Right away.
Right.
And I was like, oh, like, I don't even know. Like, I would, that's a tough call, right? You can keep the guy and just maybe, you know,
it's
dedicate
sad.
The kick.
I heard when they edited
dedicate the kick.
You know, you kind of always want it to be like a movie where they're able to salvage the last performance. Like,
yeah.
Gladiator with Oliver Reed, where they salvaged it, really worked hard to put him in, and they did an amazing job of it. But I guess not for something that short. They're not able to successfully do it, so that's a bummer. Ticket resellers are finding out that people really don't want to pay $10,000 for nosebleed seats at the Super Bowl, at least not as many as they thought. A week ago, the cheapest price you could find for a ticket was $10,000. Can you believe that? The cheapest.
No.
The cheapest.
That's thank you, NFL. You're disgusting.
Over the next 7 days, that
the
price
secondary market
dropped considerably. It's still absurd. As of now, the cheapest ticket is almost half that, $5,443. Do you think it'll go down even lower before the game?
Yes.
I'd be willing to guarantee it.
Okay.
The I should give a nod to the Dan Le Batard show on the Metalark Network. They had a panel that discussed even how the tickets are distributed. And how they prevent the reselling to the secondary market for a company like ESPN. So you're an ESPN employee and you're like, oh, I got two tickets. Great. You can't resell them. They track them. But for $10,000, a little enticing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the same policy when HBO used to give us fight tickets in Las Vegas. You never resold them.
Yeah. Can't do that. In the lobby, and then go gambling into a strip joint. All right, and finally today, on Friday, a radio station in Alabama, WJLX, announced that someone had stolen their radio tower, their 200-foot steel radio tower.
Hey, man.
Like it's gone, without a trace. According to a Facebook post, the station owner said that a building was vandalized, every piece of equipment was stolen out of it, and they cut the wires to the tower, downed it, and took it.
The copper, steel.
The owner doesn't mention anything about surveillance, only to say that the police are investigating. But something tells me that the thief or thieves will be tracked down because someone had to see them making off with a 200-foot tower.
Yes.
Especially because they were driving a Toyota Corolla.
If a Toyota Tundra can pull a spaceship, as we all found out in that that campaign, they can pull a tower.
Yeah, well,
at least the
thieves didn't break into the promotions director's office and steal tickets to give away this weekend.
Yeah, man. Hey, how about that? We'll take a break. Come back with more right after this. Sorry.
I agree.
Hey, pal, you look annoyed. Hey, I know what's bothering you. You need to tackle the preservation of that ancient box of treasured videotapes and photos that you've been meaning to preserve. Don't dread it. Legacy Box makes it easy. Simply send in your Legacy Box filled with camcorder tapes, film reels, and pictures. Then get back digital copies that can be easily enjoyed, shared, and organized. It's like magic. And by going to legacybox.com/TMOS, you can enjoy 50% off when you get started with Legacy Box today. We've all used Legacy Box and we all love it. It's like a time machine that takes you back. I was taken aback. Paul Giamatti. I don't know what I'm doing. And it lasts forever. After 10 years in the business, Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer, and it's all done right here in the USA. Kick off the new year by rescuing your family's most cherished memories that haven't been watched or enjoyed in years. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to save 50%. Buy today. Send it in when you're ready. Legacybox.com/TMOS, people. All right, Apple Vision. Over the weekend, yes. I was using MetaQuest, which is a VR set that clips onto your head. And Apple Vision is the same stuff. I will say.
No, it's not. How dare you?
I'm sorry. The same stuff. Well, Then let me just get this out of the way, because I don't know anything about Apple.
You were taken aback.
I was taken aback. The MetaQuest that I got Michael for Christmas, spent a fortune on.
What's a fortune?
It's a $500 piece of equipment.
Okay.
Okay.
This one's $4,000.
Anyway, so the
$4,000. Spend a fortune. What's a fortune? What's a fortune, Mike?
$4,000.
That might be the new official voice when he does that. I didn't care for the quality of the VR, the 360 videos on YouTube that played on the MetaQuest, not sharp. Frustrating. Yeah. So I was sitting there. Now, I know the games are good, but I was trying to find a flight simulator game, and all I could find was World War II combat. The long and short of it, I didn't do a deep enough dive, but I was disappointed.
Did you try the 737 simulator where the door blows off?
I want something like that. I want to fly like an airplane with 360 views.
You want to fly like a real pilot.
I want to fly like a real pilot in the comfort of my living room. Oscar, can I do that with Apple Vision?
So the long and short of it is, first, let me say that the MetaQuest Pro or the MetaQuest headset is meant for gaming. That's what it's built for, and it goes along. That's what it's done.
And it looks good. The gaming looks good on it.
For the gaming, it's a vast improvement. I'm 4 or 5 years removed from my first VR headset.
So you've had them before.
The technology has come a long way. And what I would have killed for the resolution you see in the MetaQuest. That's why I think it's funny that you're like,
oh, my God.
Well, you're
probably right about the gaming, but not the video. If you look at the video, or I've got something that doesn't – no, I've got the video that plays on YouTube on the – MetaQuest, the regular, like I was, what was I watching? I was watching a snowboarder go down a mountain, and it was okay, but it wasn't super sharp and clear.
Is the MetaQuest, that virtual headset, Oscar, is that designed where it's going to grab onto game graphics easier than it does real video? Is that the problem at play here?
No, it's designed for gaming. So that's the primary.
That's the primary. Gaming,
that's crystal clear. I played one game on it, and it's crystal clear.
And it also depends on the game. There's a lot of moving parts there. I'm just looking for the name of the creator. I can't find it right now.
Are you going to plunge into Apple Vision? Are you going to take
a
dive?
That's what I wanted to give you the perspective.
It'll be better than Google Glass.
Yeah, because it's a fortune. Google Glass was $1,500.
I remember.
This at $4,000.
Once you get everything together,
I couldn't give it away.
And they're complaining that it's too heavy.
Mike, this is the first version of
it. It only weighs 16 pounds.
Telling you, don't own Apple. I'm just telling you that what I read, I said that people were making comments about the headset being very heavy.
This is the worst version of Apple Vision Pro you'll ever see in your life.
So,
and if this is the worst version, then I can't wait for the future.
Because the price point comes down and it improves?
And it improves.
Okay.
And so you asked about watching a movie. People are online. Third parties, people I trust that I watch, YouTube reviewers. I've been watching a bunch of unboxing videos because I just can't put myself together to spend those type of dollars on a gadget because I've been burned by Google Glass.
I get it.
Yeah.
You get burned enough, you kind of stop. You're like, okay, I got a date before. I got to see what's actually happening.
I think that's smart. That's prudent.
And I got to tell you, like, I know that it's heavy. I know that the battery life is short. But if this is a glimpse into the future of putting on these goggles and watching an immersive film, Mike.
Yeah.
The way that you want to watch it.
Yeah.
That'll be used for good and it will be used for evil. There's something called spatial video that they give you an experience of that they've already programmed into, not YouTube.
What's so spatial about it?
You all remember the movie Minority Report?
Of course.
Many credit for that.
When he's going into... when he's having the memories of his wife walking into a room, seeing like, or the precogs or seeing the crime before it happens. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Minority Report.
Spatial video. When you use your iPhone 15 Pro to take spatial video and you port it into your goggles, it's like you're in the room and you're walking around.
I can see it even with the one that I've been using. I can exact. I mean, the immersive nature of it. and being it's taking a cinematic experience in some cases, yes, and making I never thought you could get larger than the big screen film, but it's with a 360 concept of doing that, they're going to make movies differently.
The two experiences that you see that everyone that's really raving about is Alicia Keys performing, that you can literally, it's like she's in the room with you. And it's not like peripherals, like it's are cut out. The whole room is in front of
this
you.
This is going to change how movies are made, don't you think?
Well, the NBA is ahead of most leagues. This is how we're going to watch games.
Oh my God.
In the future.
That's so cool.
You know, this is something that Hollywood has chased.
Excited about it.
Hollywood has chased this for a while. I mean, even as far back as the horrible 3D movies of the 50s, they wanted you to feel like you were in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing I think was probably like at theme parks, they would do what they call 4D movies, which was a 3D movie, but there was practical effects going on around
you. Yeah, it's been around for a long time.
But this, what amazes me about
this. I get that, Grandpa. I understand what you're talking about.
Thanks for the history lesson.
Ah, you're all delighted to be part of my class. Now, remember, there'll be a quiz on Thursday.
I like spatial, though.
But the very thing that, spatial. Thank you, Mike. I'm flat then, even, right?
You're 2D.
But the thing that... So when you're saying that they make these immersive experiences, say for a motion picture, the image is as big as you can imagine it because you're seeing it.
Let me explain.
Your brain?
I can do it based on even looking at a 360 Please. Video okay. on YouTube with bad quality, which right. I did. But this is the way you're going to go to you're going to watch a sporting event. And as opposed to being captive to what the camera is showing you, you're going to have an immersive experience. Around. So, for example, if you're in a cinema or right. you're watching a movie, you're gonna have the guy on screen go, "Who is that over there?" And the audience is going to go like this and literally look over. You're not going to do a quick – it's going to revolutionize the way media is delivered. It's going to be – and it's
– Well, just watching a movie at home
right.
with the goggles on.
Yeah.
One reviewer said, "You're going to kill movie theaters."
Oh,
because you feel like you're in a movie theater.
There is, and bigger
because of the resolution. The resolution is so crystal clear. Yeah. Now, this might be too sentimental, this is where my brain goes. I have kept my iPhone 12 Pro because I just got a new battery on it because I was like, you know, being practical, this works fine. It doesn't do spatial video. It doesn't have the camera to do it. The only reason I would ever go to 15 now is to take video of my mom and dad. So then one day I can play it back when they're gone.
That's great. I'm
in the room with them.
I get it. Mm-hmm. And
like I want to see my mom cooking something. Right. I want to see my mom making her little pancitos.
See your mom hitting you in the head
with a chancleta. But I want to feel that feeling of walking into, I'm going to take a video of walking into the den and my dad's in there. Like, but I want to be able to rebuild that for myself.
That's so cool.
That is. And it's there. I mean, we're on the cusp of it and it's really cool.
Can you imagine?
I can, based on my experience with a 360 video.
Mac, exactly what do you want to see on those goggles when you get them one day?
I don't know. Cause I don't think that is actually going to be a thing in the future. That spatial, at least for movie,
yeah.
Because movies, you have to have action, and you have to see it. If you can see in all 360 degrees, half the time you're going to be looking around. Action's happening behind you. You're not going
to
be seeing.
I love the fact that Mac's notion of going to see an action movie is, oh, I missed it.
That's
it's a thing that happens in video games.
To be you can choose. We're running out of time. We're gonna have to
choose on both.
Mac, I like this debate. I like the idea that you don't think it's going to be all that because I think based on my 360 experience that it could be and it would be super cool. But I understand your point as well. We have to take a break. And when we come back, Mac, have that video ready because I want to talk about sea levels. And man, oh man, we're going to show you something that's going to knock your D in the dirt, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, everybody. I'd like to tell you about Liquid IV. Don't reinvent yourself for 2024. Just rehydrate yourself with Liquid IV. liquid hydration. I had a great moment on the golf course recently where I said, you want a tab? And I brought out my little stick of liquid IV. So,
sure.
Oh, already had it. And the guy had it in his own golf bag because that's how good it is. People love liquid IV. It hydrates 2 times faster than water alone, and they do it all in a single delicious stick. No sugar, no artificial sweeteners. You can feel like a hydrated new you ready to take on 2024. Liquid IV has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. It's so good and so easy. Here's a true story. Mrs. Shannon Zaballos always starts her day
with a double
shot, 2 packets and 32 ounces of water, and often ends her day with one more if she didn't get enough water. Here's a fact. She's a triple doser. Rehydrate yourself.
Not in the bedroom.
New year.
Hey!
Grab your liquid IV hydration multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% when you go to our website and go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. There's nothing to it but to do it. That's cool. I like that. I like that. All right, so here are 2 words. What are you doing?
Hooray for Hollywood, because we're talking movies.
I thought we were talking about
seeing movies on the
sea level.
No.
What are you said to
Did
be
you stroke
continued.
Out? No, I said, no he said when we come back.
Oh, okay. I thought he's going to do two
levels. It'll terrify
okay,
you.
Thought he's going to do 2 topics here. Standing back.
Monday,
sorry.
Rob.
That's the
Monday,
first sign.
Monday, Rob.
If you stroked out, you can let us know. Just tell us.
Listen to this. Here are 2 words you don't want to hear together.
Yes.
You don't want to hear low-lying island. Not in this world.
Kitchen island or physical island?
Physical island. The Marshall Islands in the Western Pacific are home to a military base, and they are, I believe, instrumental in doing tracking work with the space programs. And so they're an important outpost. I turned this video on last night. This comes across my feed, and I just was casually watching this because you didn't hear anything about a tsunami warning or anything. Mm-hmm. This is just high water and the Marshall Islands, and this is just waves coming on low-lying islands, and they're at the base. Looks like they're maybe enjoying a social activity. I'm not sure. Looks like they might be at a little lounge area or a little commissary or something like that. But, Mac, roll this this video. This is pretty intense stuff.
The door closed. Keep the door closed. Whoa!
Where's Viv?
Whoa! What? Where's Viv? Where's Viv? All right. You good? You good?
Wow.
Oh, my God. Jake, are you okay? Coming in.
Wow.
More. Oh, my More. God. It's like 5 feet
Get
deep.
Out of here. Look, that's like 5 feet up.
Then the power goes out.
Oh, my God. Terrifying.
Keep the door closed. Keep the door closed.
It's just, man, oh, Manischewitz. That was.
Viv was okay.
And you've talked
about it. Nobody was hurt.
You've talked about it, Mike. There is nothing more powerful than water.
You know, I said to Carla, Rob, I looked at the doors and just the instantaneous off the hinge.
Doesn't have a chance against
blows the door
him.
Off the wall Not like an chance, explosion. Yeah. And apparently, in many parts of the world, we don't hear about it enough, but you hear about global warming, you hear about the mm-hmm. effects of sea level rise, and then, down here, periodically, we get the word of, a flooding on the streets of downtown Fort Myers, down in the River District, and then you, flash forward up to Maine, where we've got a town dock up there that within 4 years has been blown off the cinder blocks that not mm-hmm. cinder blocks, the granite blocks that were on. This is after 60 years of being fine. And I'm beginning to realize that this is the way we're going to become aware of it. It's going to be more and more of this kind of stuff. Now, I don't know if that applies to – I'm not a climatologist. I don't know if that applies to what they're experiencing in Southern California and what they're going to get with that rain that comes in that's supposed to be a history-making storm out there. But this actual, wave action that we get, and so many low-lying areas in the world are being affected by this every day. It's pretty pretty stunning to see. I was blown away by that.
How would you play this? Now, let's say, you would play this. Let's say your family home in Maine.
Yeah.
Which is, how many feet do you think that that drop off into the sea is?
Oh, God, 20, 15?
I'd say 20.
12 to 15 feet, maybe.
Okay.
You know, from the top of the seawall to the
bottom. Have you ever seen the water all the way to the top?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And then crest over?
Yeah. Not quite crest over, but definitely spray over. You know.
Okay.
So, you know those steps, Oscar, when we were doing the fireworks, those rock steps that you went out? More often than not, water will come halfway up that. And now, I haven't been there since I'm no longer an owner of that property. I have not been there in years years. And
it's like in John Wick, you were excommunicado.
I was ex-onorado is what I am with that. And I haven't seen it. I'm welcome there, by the way. It's still family
You're
owned.
Welcome.
I can go there anytime I want. But it is...
The rules are the rules.
That's right. In by eight, out by six. It's like a dry cleaner.
I can go there anytime I want if the right people are in residence. So anyway, it's unfortunately
I'm
none of
them are. I'm welcome there, I swear.
Very cool. But you wonder, the end game. Oh, by the way, it wasn't just the dock that came out. The roads got washed out. You guys have been up there. You know what I've had,
this is going to sound so pompous and crazy, but I have had friends that have had beach houses that have sold their beach houses. Like on the Chesapeake, because they're like, look, in two decades, this will be it
underwater.
Might not be here.
Yeah, and think about, you know, one of our favorite towns, New Orleans, is literally built below sea level, and they've been able to
Manhattan.
Fight it. Yeah, that's gone.
New York, remember when the subways flooded?
Yeah, oh,
first time
they've been clean in years.
This is the new reality, and then you see that. Show that one more time. I want to show everybody that video, Mac, if you can bring it back up again, of the power of the sea.
The first thing that struck me is if they purchased those couches at Costco, they could probably return them.
Absolutely.
As soon as they recover them up.
I bought these doors a couple years ago.
Go ahead, play it, Mac.
Yeah. Oh, poor Vib.
I thought a lady got swept out.
Yeah, well, is there someone outside the door when it hits?
Yeah, there are a couple of people outside. But the one that really gets me is when the second wave comes through
Jake,
and you realize
you okay?
this is just a series Coming of in. Regular waves. I'm Chihuahua. Wow.
Get out of here!
We're not even thinking about the sea life that's in that wave.
Yeah, I know. Shark! Watch out.
Shark! Piranhas.
It's a 25-footer.
We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we've got the flip side. And man, oh man, I really don't think there's anything I'll tell you to do about it because it's here. You know?
Well, you need to caulk, a lot of caulk.
Hello? I won't be coming in to work. We'll take a break and come back with the flip side on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Do you want to lose 21% of your weight?
Yes.
Look at what my voice sounds like. This, I've lost over 70 pounds. And I'm excited to share with you that DermGlowSkin.com is now your one-stop shop for finally getting control of your weight problem. All you have to do is click the weight loss button at DermGlowSkin.com. Hey, look, there's the logo. Take the quiz and see if you qualify. And if you're sick of waiting for your medication because of out-of-stock or low supplies, DermGlow will connect you with a... I sound like somebody. I don't know who it is. It's some cartoon character.
It is, and I can't place it either.
I can't place it either, and I'm doing the voice. We'll connect you with a doctor that is fully supplied.
I've lost so much weight. Last night, I kissed my wife, and she nearly slurped me in like a piece of linguine.
It was horrible.
So go ahead, get excited, and do it all online right now at DermGlowSkin.com. If you've struggled with weight for too long, click the weight loss button and begin the best journey of your life with DermGlow. You can do it.
Hello.
I don't know who writes those skinny jokes for DermGlow, but my favorite thing is to watch Oscar react to their feeble comedy.
It's always food related.
Yes,
a lot of times it is. I think that's fun.
Who would write those?
I don't know. Some asshole. So it is Black History Month, and February is every year. And everyone is doing their part to bring the sort of reverence and notice to Black History Month that it deserves. Even Target. Now, would you say that sometimes it's just nice to make an effort? if you're doing something like that, or do you have to be accurate?
It depends on what the effort is.
Okay, well, as far as this lady that was trying to buy a lesson plan for her kids at school, I would say for Black History Month, this is not okay.
So I want to get my kids this little magnet learning activity since Black History coming up from Target. I don't know who's in charge of Target, but these need to be pulled off the shelves like immediately. So I teach U.S. history. I study history, got my major in social studies, and I noticed some discrepancies like as soon as I open this. Like I said, these need to be pulled off the shelf. For starters, this is not Carter G. Woodson. This is W.B. Du Bois. Peep the stash. Peep the stash. They got the name wrong. This is not W.E.B. Du Bois. This is Booker T. Washington. Peep the little fancy bow tie. Peep the fancy little boy.
I like
bow
she
tie.
Says peep.
And then this is not Booker T. Washington. This is Carter Woodson.
Wow. She's right.
You can see clearly, clearly the similarities. I get it. Mistakes happen. But this needs to be corrected ASAP.
This seems like, and they've pulled it since.
And you know, if you're dealing with a community.
It's history.
But if you're dealing with a community for decades has felt diminished anyway, that's the last thing you want to do. And you know what it screams to me? And I'm a white guy. It screams to me, not give an S.
It doesn't matter. She was able to find the actual photographs that the pictures were based on.
Worth the effort. And I'm glad I could share it here.
You know, but it's, you know what screams to me?
What?
Outsourced.
Yeah. Outsourced like by that, somebody
like,
who didn't
like this. To another culture, country that was just like, hey, I'm just following directions. Yeah. We're good.
I mean, that went through a process, folks. That went through a process where people were like, yeah, whatever. Nobody will notice. Wow. They did.
So that was a teacher that spotted that. I love teachers. My wife is a teacher. And I love when good things happen to teachers, especially something like this. Teachers deserve this and so much more. It was a group lottery win.
Tickets every couple weeks or so. A few days ago, disbelief.
Oh my gosh, we've won. You're right. What did we win? She goes, Reynolds, I think we won $1 million. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
One of the funniest parts about this story is that retired educator was so nervous that someone was gonna come and steal this $1 million ticket that she thought, where's the last place that someone would look? In a math textbook. So she turned it to page 200, texted the group, put the ticket in, and didn't open it back up until she cashed it in.
Wow. On a yearly basis,
watch this.
How much of you would say you spend more than $1,000 out of your pocket?
We work extra jobs for, you know, to pay our bills. We work, you know, we just look for it at anywhere that we can get it. And it's just, it's amazing just to have just a little bit of relief for a second, some breathing room.
These teachers.
Teachers are so amazing. And it is, they do. They put all their own money. Yep. It takes a special person. And one of my favorite things about it, because I hear Carrie do it all the time, teachers call each other by their last names. And when she says, hey, Reynolds, I think we won, it was like listening to Carrie talk about her coworkers because they just
called
about their last
Saturday night. Saturday night when I was doing the auction for Home Base, a wonderful organization that helps veterans around the country and down here in Southwest Florida, they had a 50-50 raffle. And nobody saw this one coming. One of the servers down there won the 50-50 raffle. So imagine that, you know, here's someone with not a lot of disposable that is working the event and gives an S enough to put a dollar in the kitty for the 50-50 raffle, and she won, and she is a sweetheart, and everybody went nuts. It was the cherry on the sundae that somebody who could use that extra money really, really got it. I love to see people that really deserve it win. That's awesome.
I was curious, Mike, do you do a 50-50 at your bowling night?
No, they do all sorts of games, though. The one where you buy a shooter, if you leave the 5-pin up and you put your hand up, that's the only game that we play. I'm looking forward to Wednesday already, and it's only Monday.
Mike, what would you say is the city with the greatest reputation for religion in the world? Maybe Jerusalem?
Rome.
Rome is a big one. What about Philadelphia?
The city of brotherly love, Rob.
Well, Mike, he's back. He was gone for a while, but he's back driving his Uber. After an arrest and a divorce, he has risen again. Philly Jesus.
Philly Jesus.
Late model Acura.
How are you?
White robes, sandals, and all, we booked a ride with one of the holiest rideshare drivers on the road. He goes by Philly Jesus.
It's like a church on wheels, you know? It's like, that's how I look at it now.
So perfect.
Look, I know.
With gospel music blaring, the Holy Bible on the dash, and rosary beads in his hand.
A Hail Mary full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
He'll get you where you need to go and throw in a Hail Mary at no charge.
I pick up a passenger and they see me dressed like this, and I turn back and I say, Jesus is taking the wheel today, you know? And then I play gospel music on the gospel
radio. I think Jesus
radio.
Is a smoker.
Nearly a decade ago, Philly Jesus, whose real name is Michael Grant, became a fixture in Center City and a social media celebrity. Arrested for trespassing in an Apple store back in 2016, he left the social media scene a few years later after a divorce and the deaths of his dad and grandmother.
Jesus.
But he felt the need to put the robe back on again and hit the road with his message.
I tell him what I do.
So, Mike, you can look for Philly Jesus when you're up there.
Philly Jesus, way to go.
And let us close with this, Mike. I know you're very proud of Florida. Florida is a grand state with a great history. Although, Ohio is throwing down the gauntlet.
A racehorse in Ohio, which had won a race early in the day, later tested positive for meth. Ohio, where you have to test horses for meth.
Your move, Florida.
That's awesome.
That's all I got for you.
We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. Thank you for your continuing support of the Mike O'Mara Show. We really appreciate it. And we'll see you tomorrow. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, Everett Barber.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
The president has a big stick.